Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped.
Hey, Desiree is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Desiree? How you doing?
Good morning.
Whoa.
Oh, she's so chipper.
You are ready to go. Ooh. I like it. Yes. All right, here's how this game works. I've got three audio clips for you, and you're just trying to figure out what's being talked about, the context of each one. So I'll give you the premise. I'll play the audio, and then you can talk a little bit about it or think about it for a second. I'll play the audio one more time, and you make your guess. But I'll give you a multiple choice for each one so you're not just going blind, okay?
Okay.
You're trying to get two out of these three correct. And again, there's nothing dirty being talked about in any of these clips.
Nope.
It's just a couple of strategically placed bleeps will sometimes take your mind somewhere else. First up is Whoopi Goldberg. And Whoopi Goldberg is saying that she doesn't want to do this anymore now because of social media. So Whoopi Goldberg saying she doesn't want to do this anymore because of social media. Here's the clip.
It's not so much that nobody wants, but now you got everybody and their mother. Well, I didn't like the way his looked. You know, and he's not. He's, oh my God, he was so boring. I'm the whole. He was so boring. Nobody wants that.
So Whoopi Goldberg, she's saying that nobody wants to do this anymore because of social media. Is it A, host the Oscars, B, be authentic, or C, keep things private? One more time.
It's host the Oscars.
No. If you're going for it, are you sure? Is that your final answer?
It's my final answer.
You're right. That is correct.
Nobody wants to host the Oscars anymore.
It's not so much that nobody wants to, but now you got everybody and their mother. Well, I didn't like the way his
So well done, Desiree. You're on the board with one. Here we go on to number two. You can actually win it right here. John Cena and The Rock are feuding right now.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
So they're mad at each other. Yeah. And you're trying to figure out why John Cena and The Rock are feuding. Here is the audio clip. And this is John Cena talking.
I selfishly, in a very tunnel vision feud, I would say, or grievance with Dwayne, tried to do whatever I could to. Thank goodness he listened, because we had some of the greatest we've ever had in the programming because of it. But from a genuine standpoint, if you're taking it, it was absolutely personal. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was wrong, and I out of ignorance.
So John Cena and The Rock are feuding because A, John Cena said The Rock put his movie career before wrestling. B, because they both want to be the biggest action star in the world. Or C, because it was all part of a WWE storyline. One more time with the audio.
I selfishly, in a very tunnel vision feud, I would say, or grievance with Dwayne, tried to do whatever I could to. Thank goodness he listened, because we had some of the greatest we've ever had in the programming because of it. But from a genuine standpoint, if you're taking it, it was absolutely personal. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was wrong, and I out of ignorance.
So what do you suppose it is? Because John said that he put his movie career before wrestling because they both want to be the biggest action star in the world, or because it was all part of a WWE storyline?
It was a WWE storyline.
For the win, that is incorrect. I'm sorry.
What was it?
It's because John Cena said that The Rock put his movie career before wrestling.
Can we just not have The Rock in every action movie?
You know what?
I'm
going to say that I disagree with you, Mahoney, because if we don't have The Rock in every action movie, then it's John Cena, and he is terrible.
No, John Cena in none of the movies.
Okay, there you go.
Bring back Bruce Willis and Wesley Snipes. That's all we need for action. Every action movie of all time, and we're done. Until they are 100 years old, that's all we need.
Bruce Willis is getting close.
Yeah.
I mean, combined age. They are well over 100.
Well over 100, easy.
Well, Wesley Snipes, you can't be mad. He still looks great.
Still looks good.
Still looks great.
All right, third and final one. For the win here, Desiree, this is Paris Hilton, and this is a clip from a new documentary, and you're trying to figure out what the documentary is on, okay?
Oh, boy.
This is, again, Paris Hilton.
I f*** my fans just as much as they f*** me. I feel closer with them than I do most people that I know. I'm constantly 250 days a year, I'm on a with my fans. I don't feel like that at all. I can truly self around them.
Oh God!
Why does he talk like that?
I don't know why you always do.
My fans.
That vocal fry is just so bad.
Paris Hilton is featured in a new documentary on what? A, people who are famous for no reason. B, people with a large social media following. Or C, people who are getting a divorce. One more time.
B.
Oh. You B, final answer?
That's my final answer.
For the win, that is correct.
See, I thought it was going to be a documentary on One Night in Paris.
I don't think you want to see a documentary.
Road trip ever.
It's just Rick Solomon for 90 minutes going, God damn it, I messed up.
KXDEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X 107.5.